Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's still early winter, but the snow seems endless, with storms relentlessly battering the region. Many of us might be planning to make the most of it by heading to the mountains for some weekend skiing, but be careful. Dr. Ross Safant, Director of Medical Services at the Spalding Rehab Hospital in Boston, tells WBUR he's seeing a surprising high number of ski and snowboard-related head injuries this winter. Dr. Safant joins us now by phone from New Orleans, where he's attending a conference. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
I understand that so far the spike in head injuries is something that you've just observed at the hospital, but you're so struck by it that you're compiling a report. Tell us what you're seeing.
Well, I think we are seeing a large increase in the number of severe injuries as well as those who have milder injuries, so-called concussions. We have to remember, Bob, that among all skiing and snowboarding injuries, about 15% are head traumas, and about 50% of those have some kind of severe disabling injury.
So when you say a large number, quantify that. As I understand it, it might be as much as doubled or tripled from last year?
Yeah, I think it's very close to doubled or tripled, and I think there are a couple of reasons why. One, we've had a very snowy winter. We have a number of people who are just seeking to go out in the snow, and there's no law mandating helmet use, and so we've seen sort of an increase in severe injuries. And then really, very much, people are much more aware of the issue of concussion, and they're taking it more seriously for themselves and their family and their children, and we're starting to see those young people come in.
You know, when you go to the mountain today, the ski mountain, it seems like almost everyone is wearing a helmet. Are you finding that people who are getting concussions or getting head injuries are people who aren't wearing helmets, or is it spread out?
Well, I think it's a bit spread out. What the helmets do, and I think they're incredibly important, is that they have decreased the severity of an injury. They haven't prevented head injuries or concussions at all. We have to remember that just a few years ago, only 50% or a little bit less of U.S. skiers and snowboarders wore helmets. Now, that's up quite a bit recently, but it's still not 100%.
Let me return to why you think there might be so many injuries coming into the Spalding Rehab this year. Could it be, as you mentioned a few moments ago, that it could simply be that with the skiing so great with all this snow that there are more people on the slopes, that the economy could be better too, and so therefore it's easier on the wallet to go skiing this year?
Well, I think there are three factors. I think the first factor is we have more people skiing with one heck of a season. The second factor is yes, the economy has allowed for that as well as the slopes. The third reason is I think we have sort of this aggrandizement or really highlighting of people trying, younger people trying to do tricks, trying to do things as snowboarders that they see on TV. And then I think there's a fourth reason we're seeing increased volume. And that really is the issue of people understanding and appreciating that concussion is a more serious issue. There's something to it, and that they really do need to get cared for if it happens.
All right. So if helmets are not necessarily the answer, what are you telling people? How should skiers and snowboarders be trying to protect themselves from dangerous head injuries right now, this weekend on the slopes?
Well, I think, again, two different factors. I think helmets are critically important to prevent severe injury. They decrease the severity of injury, and certainly a lot of deaths have occurred. We know about Sonny Bono. We know about Natasha Richardson. So these things do happen. The helmets prevent some elements of severity of injury, but they don't appear to prevent some elements of multiple trauma associated with going off a path. So people who are on more wilderness-like paths are more likely to get in trouble.
So control yourself, control your speed, and overall be careful.
Overall be careful. If injured, use proper precautions, notify the authorities, and seek medical attention.
Dr. Safant, thank you very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob.
Dr. Rossifon is chairman of the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at the Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital in Boston and is a professor at Harvard Medical School.